American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 4B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4B. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words that are underlined in the dialogue, then repeat them.
Contents. Contents. Punching. Punching. Filed. Filed. Blanks. Blanks. Proves. Proves.
Listen to a dialogue between a doctor and his secretary talking about Bruce Ward's medical appointment. Don't repeat.
Lisa, have we received any mail from Dr. Smith today? He was supposed to send me Bruce Ward's test results.
There's a big envelope from Dr. Smith on my desk, but I haven't had time to look through its contents. I'll check it as soon as I finish punching holes in these reports.
Thank you. Mr. Ward has an appointment tomorrow, and I need his medical test results filed in his medical record.
Dr. Johnson, I've checked the envelope, and it contains Mr. Ward's medical test results. One of the medical forms doesn't have his name written in one of the blanks, but the identification number proves that it's his.
Thank you, Lisa. We're ready for tomorrow.
Look at Figure 2 now. Listen to a question about Figure 1 and select the correct answer. Number 1.
What does Lisa have to do with the big envelope on her desk?
Number 2.
When will Lisa check the envelope?
Number 3.
What does Dr. Johnson need Lisa to do with Bruce's medical test results?
Number 4.
What is not written in on one of the forms?
Number 5.
What does Lisa say about the identification number?
Listen and check your answers, then repeat the statement you hear.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. She has to look through the envelope's contents. Number 2 is A. Repeat. She'll check it after she finishes punching holes in the reports. Number 3 is B. Repeat. Dr. Johnson needs her to file them in Mr. Ward's medical record. Number 4 is A. Repeat. Mr. Ward's name isn't written in one of the blanks. Number 5 is A. Repeat. She says it proves the medical form is Mr. Ward's.
Look at Figure 3 now. Listen to the words that are underlined in the dialogue, then repeat them.
Brought about. Brought about. Slammed. Slammed. Accessories. Accessories. Graph. Graph. Frames. Frames. Skeleton. Skeleton. Network. Network. Terminal. Terminal. Auxiliary. Auxiliary. Monitoring. Monitoring.
Now listen to the dialogue between Dr. Johnson and Bruce Ward. Don't repeat.
Good afternoon, Bruce. How are you feeling?
Well, the medicine Dr. Smith prescribed has helped, but I still feel a lot of pain.
Bruce, you know a damaged spinal disc isn't minor. Do you have any idea what could have brought this about? Do you play any sports?
It might have happened while I was playing basketball. I was running down the court, and I wasn't looking. I slammed right into another player. I hit him real hard and fell down.
That's probably it. Were you wearing any safety accessories like knee or elbow protectors?
No, I wasn't.
These safety accessories are important. They'll protect you from injuries, even back injuries. Step over here. Look at this graph. It shows the number of people who miss work because of back injuries. The number is very high.
I didn't know back injuries were such a problem.
They are. The numbers are about the same for small, medium, and large body frames. We need to take care of our backs. You see, the backbone supports our entire skeleton, all the bones in our body, and also the spinal cord. The spinal cord functions as a communication network by sending messages to the brain. The brain is like a train terminal because it receives and transmits messages just as a train terminal has incoming and outgoing trains.
Do I need surgery?
Well, I don't think surgery is necessary at this time. You need to lie flat on your back on a firm bed as much as you can. We won't try other auxiliary measures until we know how this helps. Call the office every day for the next 2 weeks and let us know how you're feeling. This is a way of monitoring your progress. You'll soon feel better.
Thank you, Doctor. I'll be sure to call in every day to let you know how I'm doing. Look at Figure 4 now. Listen to a question about the dialogue in Figure 3 and select the correct answer. Number 1.
What verb did Dr. Johnson use that means caused something to happen?
Number 2.
How did Bruce probably get injured?
Number 3.
What does Dr. Johnson say will protect people from injuries?
Number 4.
What does Dr. Johnson show Bruce so he can see how many people miss work because of back injuries?
Number 5.
What term can we use to mean the form or shape of people's bodies?
Number 6.
What word does Dr. Johnson use for all the bones in our body?
Number 7.
According to Dr. Johnson, how does the spinal cord function?
Number 8.
What is the brain like?
Listen and check your answers, then repeat the statement you hear.
Number 1 is A, repeat. Brought about is another way of saying caused to happen. Number 2 is B, repeat. He slammed into another player while playing basketball. Number three is B. Repeat. Dr. Johnson says safety accessories will protect people from injuries. Number four is A. Repeat. He shows him a graph. Number five is B. Repeat. The term body frame means the form or shape of people's bodies. Number six is A. Repeat. The skeleton is all the bones in our body. Number seven is A. Repeat. According to Dr. Johnson, the spinal cord functions as a communication network. Number eight is B. Repeat. The brain is like a train terminal, receiving and transmitting messages.
Look at figure five. Listen to the sentences, then repeat them. They express how something is done by using the preposition by to denote means and the prepositions with or without to denote instrument. Number one.
The Thompsons went from the East Coast to the West Coast by car. Repeat. The Thompsons went from the East Coast to the West Coast by car.
Number two.
He likes to visit other countries, but he doesn't like to travel by plane. Repeat. He likes to visit other countries, but he doesn't like to travel by plane.
Number three.
Martha finally got in touch with her friend by mail. Repeat. Martha finally got in touch with her friend by mail.
Number four.
Those wool carpets were made by hand. Repeat. Those wool carpets were made by hand.
Number five.
Most of my friends pay their monthly bills by check. Repeat. Most of my friends pay their monthly bills by check.
Number six.
It's hard to get around without a car. Repeat. It's hard to get around without a car.
Number seven.
David dug the fence holes with a shovel. Repeat. David dug the fence holes with a shovel.
Number eight.
I don't think you can remove those screws without a screwdriver. Repeat. I don't think you can remove those screws without a screwdriver.
Number nine.
He loosened the nut with a large wrench. Repeat. He loosened the nut with a large wrench.
Number 10.
She opened the door with her key. Repeat. She opened the door with her key.
Look at figure 6. Look at the prepositional phrases in column B. They begin with either by or with or without. Listen to a question and then select the correct answer from column B. Write the letter of the correct answer in the blanks in column A. Number one.
How do Mr. and Mrs. Johnson go to and from work?
Number two.
How did Mrs. Jones sew that beautiful tablecloth?
Number three.
How does Paul communicate with his friends?
Number four.
How did Linda cut the paper?
Number 5.
How does Henry stay in good physical condition?
Number 6.
How did he tighten the lugs on the wheel?
Number 7.
How did your teacher fasten the pages together?
Number 8.
How did Mrs. Brown take her son's temperature?
Number 9.
How did Susan pay for the things she ordered from the catalog?
Number 10.
How was he able to take good notes?
Listen and check your answers. Then repeat the statement with the prepositional phrase.
Number 1 is E. Repeat. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson go to and from work by car. Number 2 is F. Repeat. Mrs. Jones sewed that beautiful tablecloth by hand. Number 3 is H. Repeat. Paul communicates with his friends by telephone. Number 4 is C.
Repeat.
Linda cut the paper with a pair of scissors. Number 5 is I. Repeat. Henry stays in good physical condition by exercising. Number 6 is A. Repeat. He tightened the lugs on the wheel with a wrench. Number 7 is G. Repeat. My teacher fastened the papers together with paper clips. Number 8 is D. Repeat. Mrs. Brown took her son's temperature with a thermometer. Number 9 is J. Repeat. Susan paid for the things she ordered by check. Number 10 is B. Repeat. He was able to take good notes by listening carefully.
Look at figure 7 now. A consonant sound of a word may change when a suffix is added to the word. There may also be a change in stress. Listen to part A of each dialogue, then respond by reading part B. Notice the change in a consonant sound and sometimes the change in stress when a suffix is added to the word. Number 1.
How often does the publishing company distribute the books?
Number 2.
Has the captain given you the sign to proceed?
Number 3.
The doctor suggests that Bruce stay in bed for 2 weeks.
Number 4.
What did you conclude in your report about the accident?
Number 5.
What caused the pipes to corrode?
Number 6.
In this problem, I have to convert yards to meters.
Number 7.
How well can you describe your teacher?
This is the end of tape 4B. Book 29.